It's the Hollywood Report with Rosie.
Never get it twisted.
Brought to you by Meijer. Higher standards, lower prices.
Rapper Benny Siegel will be headed to jail earlier than expected after his arrest. Siegel, already preparing to serve a 2-year sentence for tax evasion, was arrested on drug charges yesterday. Police found a bottle of codeine with the label scratched off and a bag of prescription pills. A gun was also found in the vehicle he was riding in. Federal authorities will take him into custody and begin serving the sentence he was supposed to start on September 12th right away. The body of actor Sherman Hemsley, famous for his role as George Jefferson, will be kept in refrigeration at an El Paso funeral home until a court rules on the validity of his will. In his will signed 6 weeks before his death, he named Flora Etchison, whom he called a beloved partner, as sole beneficiary of his estate. The will is being contested by Richard Thornton, who claims to be Hemsley's brother and says the will might be a fake. Bobby Brown has checked out of rehab early. The singer left an undisclosed facility where he was receiving treatment for alcohol addiction less than 3 weeks after agreeing to be admitted. Meanwhile, Bobby's family are said to be concerned that he'll start drinking again. Tamika Foster Raymond's legal team has filed a new motion for a trial in her custody case on grounds of possible corruption. Foster's team has uncovered evidence that shows Usher's attorneys raised funds for Judge Vincetta Lane for her campaign re-election. Last week, Tamika lost primary custody of her two sons to singer Usher. She's seeking a new trial on grounds that Usher's legal team may have had an unfair advantage over hers. Rapper Snoop Dogg is at the center of a lawsuit. Exchange LA has filed a suit against Movement Management, claiming they promised to book Snoop for a show on June 30th. Exchange claims that it paid a $15,000 deposit, but days later, Movement says Snoop had been double booked. Exchange is suing for breach of contract and fraud. They're seeking $100,000. A concert featuring rapper DMX has been canceled at the urging of police in New England over concerns of violence. DMX was supposed to hit the stage at Whites of Westport on September 7th, but a number of incidents in the area moved police to urge the club as well as promoter Hurricane Promotions to cancel the show.